Okay, it is November 14th, 2009, and I am in Nicodemus, Kansas with Rose Stokes. Well, I guess we can kind of just start with, did you grow up, you lived here your whole life?
Yeah, I grew up in Grimm County, but it's in the country, not here.
Okay.
I don't know anything about Nicodemus.
Really?
I just know the people's name, that's all.
Okay, well, where you grew up, do you want to tell me about a little bit about the church that you grew up in?
Here in Nicodemus. But I was grown when I came down here.
Okay.
And joined church.
Okay, so you didn't go to church as a child?
Not too much.
Okay. Well, then let's start with the church that you joined here. Was it the Baptist church or?
Yes.
And do you know how long that church has been here?
The old church my mother went to, so I know it's been here long.
Yeah. And that's the only church that's open here now, is that correct?
Yes, I remember the AME church, the Methodist, but there was a few people went to it, but most of them passed on.
Is that why that church closed? Because there just wasn't anybody
yes.
left to go?
Don't have any bishop.
Okay. Okay, well, do you want to just talk a little bit about the Baptist church or what you've kind of done over there?
To me, the people are not concerned about religion. They play too much, and so I don't belong there.
Okay.
I stayed there until, let's see, this is 2004, and I got away from there.
Okay.
And I joined the Jehovah's Witness. I like people, and I like to talk to people. And I always start with something that interests them before you start talking to them. And this is what people don't understand. I never meet a stranger. Everybody I come in contact with, I have to say something to them. Mm-hmm. And different ones have told me that I'm silly. But we're all human, and I can't talk to animals like I can a human being. That's what I tell them. And I said, it's more interesting to talk to them and about their life instead of trying to talk to play with the animal. Mm-hmm. So I stayed with the church a long time. I taught Sunday school. All these here young people around here, I taught them. And that's when I started kind of learning the families, because I didn't know the families.
Do you know what year it was that you joined that church, or do you remember how long ago that was?
Yeah, the Baptist church?
Right.
Oh, I was a teenager. I really didn't join. I was baptized here. I was baptized in Denver. And you know, when you don't, you see things that you don't approve of, why, I'm against it. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to be a leader, you have respect for everybody. And you talk to them the way you want to be talked to. And that's what I didn't understand with them. And this so-called leader, preacher, when you see them playing and going to parties and things, and then I can't be around those kind of people. Mm-hmm. The religion I'm in now, everybody cooperates. And you're not supposed to live in this world with a grudge. They used to say that I thought I was different from them, but I'm not. I'll treat them with respect, whether they understand what I'm trying to do or not, because I don't want to be abused, and I know they don't want to be abused, so if they would think before they talk a lot of times, we'd have a better life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you decided to leave the Baptist Church, how was it that you chose to become a Jehovah's Witness?
Well, wrote letters to the church and tell them I was no longer interested in the religion, and I had discovered that I was joining a different religion. And I said, I have always been able to talk to people, so I didn't feel that I was wrong. Just me.
Mm-hmm. You know, I really don't know much about the Jehovah Witnesses. Is it something that, you know, this is a very small town. Is there people that you meet with that also?
Oh, we have a hall, Kingdom Hall.
Okay.
And we go twice. Well, I can't drive at night anymore. Mm-hmm. But we have our meeting together. We teach each other. We get a group of maybe four, and we go out and talk to people. Mm-hmm. And go to their homes. And when I first started, why, they figured that they didn't know what I would do. And because I said I have to sit and watch people's actions before I start discussing about the religion. Mm-hmm. And it's not hard for me. I read a lot. I work puzzles and everything.
Does the Jehovah's Witness, do you have a, do they follow the Bible, or do they have a different?
Oh, yes, we have Bible study. We have people say we don't believe in Jesus. Well, it's no use believing in no religion if you don't believe in Jesus. Mm-hmm. Because when I was a girl, he was the first person I was taught. This is our Bible.
And you said there's usually there's four of you that meet here, or it's a small group?
Oh no, we have the Kingdom Hall is full.
Where is that?
8th and Garnet in Hill City.
Okay.
No, and when you go there, you don't hear any confusion. Mm-hmm. We talk to one another. We exchange names. And as usual, I've always been a type of person, I don't care who it is, I hug them. And tell them that I'm concerned about them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a regular worship service or a pastor, or is it more just...
I call it a leader, mm-hmm. someone that speaks out. Different towns that they came from, mm-hmm. or they come to. Why, we all get together. They come from Nebraska and wherever. Mm-hmm. And we have such a thing as an overseer, which is some over all of us. Mm-hmm. We have overseer. And, people get the wrong idea about religion. You know why? Because they don't study the Bible. And in the Bible, just like that, it's just like their Bible, mm-hmm. the King James Version or whatever. But they don't seem to understand that because their parents have taught them different. I never did care anything about Baptists. My folks were in, you know, Baptists. And I always talked to them why people made fun of each other, their clothes and their family. And my dad always didn't do it. He didn't do it. He joined, he used to sing in the choir. So did I. But it got to the place where it was too worldly, to me it was, too worldly. And I said, if you want to be, have this religion or whatever religion, I think you should respect people and not talk about people. Mm-hmm. And you should help them when they need help. And you should feed them when they need food. When they're depressed, you should help them. And always talk about the Creator, because we didn't create nothing. We're just here. We're just here for a short time. And as you read the Bible, we're here, we're born here. And the next thing, we're just for a short time, and that's death. What else?
So, you obviously feel like you found your home with the Jehovah's Witnesses as opposed mm-hmm. to the church that you grew up in. Do most people here attend the Baptist church?
The few that are here.
Right. I guess it's mm-hmm. not too many. Okay.
Yeah, the few that are here. But it, to me, it's an interesting, I wouldn't be in no other belief. Mm-hmm. Because I said, we go and you go in the church and you hear this noise, how are you, put by their names and talking to them. Some of them hug each other. And they always say that I love you. Mm-hmm. And things like that. And they mean it, because you don't see nobody with no different the way you know they act. Mm-hmm. And wherever they are, I'm not against no one. And I don't have no company here, because I'm not going to just sit up here and act like I'm something when I'm not. Because none of us are. We are not anything. We're God's children. He said we were. He loved us. And He cares for us. He didn't say, in my family, I have nieces and nephews. We're all mixed. The baby behind you. If my great nephews. And my family's all mixed. Mm-hmm. My grandmother on my mother's side was Indian. And then they said way back then, there was Irish in our family. And a lot of the babies come different colors, you know. And we get along fine. Yeah. Every July, we have a family reunion. It's sister and brother and cousins. And I never seen so many people and mixed children. I have a cousin. They brought a little girl down, and I kept wondering. They don't make you acquainted with them. They just said, these are my kids. They don't say who the mama is or nothing if they bring them. Mm-hmm. And I got after my wife. The little baby was real black with hair way down on her shoulder, little bit of girl. Mm-hmm. And I said, whose baby is this? Somebody said, well, that's so-and-so's baby. Didn't you know? I said, you didn't make me acquainted with them. I want to know the people. Mm-hmm. And we have our reunion. Sometimes we have 400 people, relatives, mixed. mix. That's why I have all these pictures hanging around here. This is history. Friends, children, and friends' parents, little kids, and I even forgot the kids' name. And I bought, my house used to be usually just full of this little house. Mm-hmm. In and out. In the summertime, it's wonderful. We cook. They bring tents and they're out in the yard and everything. Life is good when you respect one another.
Do you feel like that's one of the main principles that the Jehovah's Witnesses teach?
It is. Mm. It is. Kindness. They talk to you as you have peace within yourself. And when you leave, you're not unhappy. The Bible, we go by the Bible. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
What do you think makes that religion so different from the others?
It is different. I tell you, you're not supposed to say. Smoke, fornication, no. Or adulterers, no. There are so many things that you can refrain from. You can stop it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't stop it, why? They disfellowship you. And that don't mean that you go away and stay. You just come back to church, but you don't have... you don't do a lot of talking to the person. You let them think for themselves. Is this right for me, or do I want to stay here? Mm-hmm. It's up to you.
Do you have programs specifically for the children that are in there? Do they have a Sunday school type of thing, or
the children are all in with the adults?
Okay.
And the children are smarter than the adults. You know. They'll read, and when it's time for a question, they're ready to answer the question, and they're little. Mm-hmm. We don't have too many children in there. No. I have a grandson, the only grandson. His family, they're in the witness. And I am proud of those children because they know how to express themselves. And they know how to talk to people. Mm-hmm. And they can go out and in their school, why, they're not ashamed. They go in and the teachers help them. And they have programs and they call on those little kids to bring some kind of reading or something. And my niece is just 11. And they had a program the other day and she was talking about the different things that children would ask adults. And we have books for them to read. And it's interesting. They're not rowdy. You know, these kids nowadays, they have the machines going. And they're so different from the kids that come that is in the witness. The kids don't believe in those things, and they'll express themselves to them why. But they get made fun of, but it's all right. But it never hurts them. Mm-hmm. And they don't do a lot of outside activities. They don't have. Now they have TV, but it's a different program that they look at. Mm-hmm. And they don't have a whole lot of dancing and things like the other kids. And whenever there's some kind of get together, why, we have our own building. And you go there and people are just enjoying themselves. And the kids not making a whole lot of noise, why, you would think. When I first started, I said, this is what I like. And my daughter, she's a witness. She's been ever since she was 12 years old. She decided on her own. And she can't have no better bunch of children. She has four adults. And the grandkids are just like them. And all of them are in the school system, they work. My daughter she retired from the school system. And now she's happy because she said, I don't have to work. And she says, now I'm doing a woman's part. I said, yes, you have to take care of the family. Her husband had surgery, you have to take care of him. A daughter had her back operated on, you have to take care of her. And so I told her, I said, that's a woman's part. I said, she have to cook, clean, and everything else. And that's what I did. And I said, and I'm here by myself, I still do it. I know I have to. If, you know, I'm out in the country in the dust from the tractors and different things.
Mm-hmm. Could you maybe talk a little bit about what is the process to join the Jehovah's Witness?
You go to the overseer and you talk to them. And then they start processing letters. How you feel and why you would like to be in it. And you're able to read with them, go to their different meetings. They have a meeting on Wednesday, and it's interesting. And then they go out ministering, as they call it, door-to-door ministering. And it doesn't matter what the people say to you. Mm-hmm. You know, when I first went out with the overseer, he says, oh, I know you're going to be different. I said, I don't think so. I said, because I was taught at home respect. And I said, I'm not a kid. It's been a long time. My dad used to say, you respect everybody. And you talk to everybody. They always say when you're talking to people, you look them in the face, not off. Mm-hmm. And that's been through my life. And that has made me able to talk to people. Mm-hmm. And I know if they don't want to be bothered, the body language they can give you. Mm-hmm. But that'll bother me. Because one day it'll be changed in their life when they do that. It don't bother me. You know, when they were having all this trouble, this Martin Luther King and all that, I was down in Arkansas. And the kids down there, the white kids and the black kids, you know, they came together and there was war with these coming from Detroit and different things. Mm-hmm. All of them were against. So I said, it's hard when parents try to raise their children to be like that. Mm-hmm. I said, now I sit and watch that. I said, now those people come out of the field, white and black, working. And I said, those kids from Detroit and all up in the north came down in cars and got out and started using language that wasn't pleasant. And they were fighting. So the people asked me that I was down there with, said, aren't you afraid? I said, no. I said, you haven't seen what I'm looking at. I said, all those kids come out the field, getting cotton or whatever. And I said, and they're white. I said, and the other truck come out, they're black. And I said, they all got on their side and the others were on theirs. It was terrible. And the different ones say, I'm afraid. Well, I didn't feel I was afraid because there's good people everywhere. And I said, they just can't say you're prejudiced, because we're prejudiced too. We're human. All of us are human. So why should we be so against one another? That's what I've always told. When I went to school here, it was good. I used to talk to the children. And we used to, they used to stay all night with us and everything. And I used to tell my mother, I said, I said, it can't be this way. And after we're grown, we see each other even now. We see each other and we hug and talk to one another. The Frenchmen over at DeMar in different places.
That's a predominantly Catholic town, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Yeah. Father, what was his name? He has come over to the senior citizen place and eat. He's dead. He was old when he came over. He was in his 90s. Father Bill, they call him. And these preachers up in Hill City at the Catholic Church, we all get together and we talk. It's the individual, it's not the the whole world. Mm-hmm. And you can tell by the parents. I work for Kansas Green Thumb. Mm-hmm. And then I work for Jill's Helping Hand. And what else? And the nursing school in Denver, I worked for them for 10, 12 years. And I said, I never had any problem. And there was a lot of work with those senior citizens, because we had the whole buildings. Mm-hmm. And whenever I used to see one of them in trouble, I don't care what I was doing, I would stop. They have always said that you're going to be fired. I said, fired from me helping the person when they were in hell. Well,
could you maybe tell me a little bit, how does the overseer get to be the overseer?
By studying and by learning to control his disposition. Mm-hmm. You just can't be over anyone if you don't know how to care for them. Mm-hmm. And listen to what they said. The Bible tells you how to get along. Mm-hmm. And that's what they go by. They don't study nothing else. When they're together, that's all their talk is.
Does the group, I mean, do you vote to put somebody into that position, or?
No. It's their education, the peace of mind, mm-hmm. how they can treat people. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. And you can't be angry with them when you have to tell them something. And they don't. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like. Mm-hmm. And they don't go out and talk to everybody about different things like the other people do. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
Do you, right now, would you say that you guys are adding more people to your, do you call it a congregation? Is it a congregation?
Yeah.
Is it growing?
Oh, yes. They're having a convention now. I didn't go in the Hastings.
Okay.
And my sister and her family went. And there's several of them. And when they get ready to go someplace, they call about the different hotels and motels, how many, and so many people up in Hastings know the place where we are. Mm-hmm. And we're all together. I never seen so many people in a building and listen to all of the speeches and all of the concerns of the world. You just see so much until you're just, you just feel good. And you don't see no confusion, you don't see no smoking, you don't see no drinking. It's just heavenly. And when I first went, I never seen so many people. We had 2,900 in a building. And one day, next day, and there were children, and the children were okay, except the little babies. Mm-hmm. And they always have a place for the mothers with babies. Mm-hmm. And it's just beautiful. You didn't hear no different languages. You didn't smell no smoke. You didn't see no drinking. It was just plain beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I said, I told my different ones when they start talking, said, well, you explain it that we haven't gotten it that way. I said, no, I said, because in your mind you kept on making fun. I said, you don't make fun of people. I didn't know I would be in this condition. I had cancer. And I worked for older people here, Jill's helping hand. And I kept telling them I didn't feel good. And I worked for this lady, I didn't know she had cancer. And I helped her. And so I told her, I said, I feel so bad. I said, I'm going home. You know, when they had this accident, 9/11 in New York. I told her, she said, did you hear that? I said, yes. She said, well, what are we going to do? I said, like we always just go ahead from day to day. And I said, that's what we're going to do. She's dead and gone. I didn't know that she was in bad shape. Now, I went to Colorado Springs, and I didn't go. My nephew took me out, and his wife. I didn't know that I was that sick, but all I know, I didn't feel good. And I went while they discovered I had colon cancer. And they asked me, when I was able to talk, what kind of treatment did I want? And I told them. And now, they said, you never was. When I got I went into a coma. And they said, when I come out, they said, you'll have to have a cane or a walker, or you'll never walk again. I'm walking without a cane. Mm-hmm. I'm still a little woozy, but I'm still doing okay. My mind was gone completely, and I'm still here. I can still read. I can still meet people, and I know how to treat them. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy, because I never knew that I was going to be in this condition. And now they said, you know, you're sick, you're not supposed to do so and so. I said, I don't have to worry about that, because I live from day to day. I cut my yard out here. I take care of everything. I'm 85 years old, soon be 86 in 3 more months. And the people, they were so nice to me when I was sick. I was moved to California. And all the witnesses here sent me letters. I didn't know nothing about it. And money. I didn't know nothing about it. My daughter accepted it and put it in the bank for me and paid my bills. And they still think I'm sick. I said, I'm not sick. I said, I was. So, I just feel I'm happy. Because mm-hmm. I'm able to talk to people, able to get around and drive my own little car and everything. I do my cooking. And in the summertime, when I have a garden, I work the garden. Mm-hmm. I'm not sick. It's the way you feel. That's what I tell people. They say, get your cane. I say, for what? I have lawnmower, got two. I got one I walk with, and the other I get on it and ride. I do my own. And I said, people can't tell me that there isn't a, they say there is no God. But there is. Because none of them can take care of me. Mm-hmm. I look out in the morning and it's so beautiful. I open the door and everybody says, there's the woman living on the hill with her doors open. And a lot of people come by. They don't stop. They just wave at me. They said it's amazing for a woman 80-some years old to cut her own yard. No, it isn't. No. I enjoy it. When Angela said, Rosa, I'm gonna have, there's a lady, I want her to meet you. She said, I know you're gonna talk her to death. I said, uh-huh. I said, I am. I said, because I'm not sick. And I said, my mind is good. I said, I read. I work puzzles. This is, I'm not, no excuse. This is sewing. throw pillows. There's always something to do. Last week, I had nephews from Ohio and Colorado Springs. We have a farm. They were out there cutting wood, knocking trees down. And I seen that they had food, and they had little kids, well, two little boys. But you wouldn't think they were boys the way they could work. Because I think just 7 and 5 and 7. And I told my nephew, I said, oh, they can't do so and so. Don't let them do that. Because they don't realize when they're small, we can hurt ourselves. And later on in life, it comes out. Mm-hmm. And I fix them something to eat. And I take it out there to the farm. But they have my nephew that comes from Ohio. He has a, I call him a house on wheels. Wheel on, yeah, whatever. And he has 3 bedrooms in it. And he brings all the food. You think that he, those children were his, but he adopted them. And they're mixed. And I take care of them. I've always loved my family and loved people. When my dad lived, I was the daddy's girl. I used to help him on the farm. And you know, they've been gone about almost 50 years. And I miss them just like they've been gone a week. That's how close we were. My mom and I used to do cooking, sewing, and in the garden. I never would let her go out to the garden. I said, I couldn't see that. I'd overdo it just to keep her from going out there. I had never I never seen, and I still don't understand how the family raise, how people raise those big families and taking care of them. I come from a big family of 13. None of us have been in trouble. None of us. Mm-hmm. No kind of problems. My dad used to say that, said, as long as I'm here on earth, he said, we'll talk. And that's what it did. You know, that's in the Bible, where the it says you must talk to your children in the bed, out of the bed, at the table, wherever you go with them, you talk to them. You don't tell them to hush like I've seen people tell the kids, go on. Mm-hmm. They're not talking to you. My dad did all that. So, that's life.
Oh, I did want to ask you, you said when you first started with the Jehovah's Witnesses that you did the door-to-door. Is that something that you still do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where?
You enjoy doing that?
I enjoy talking to people.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, I would imagine, do you ever run into people that are just completely non-receptive to
Oh,
it?
I have run into people like that. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It didn't bother me. Because they somebody was saying the other day that they had to shut the door in the face. How do you feel? I said, well, I had that. I said, you know, it don't have to be shut the door in your face like of my house. Mm-hmm. I said, people can shut you out when they turn away from you. That's a door. Mm-hmm. They can shut you out. If they don't want to be bothered, they'll walk away from you. But as I told my niece when she says that, well, this is something new to you. I said, well, you're young. I said, you're about 40 years younger than I am. Yeah, it's something new to you. I said, but let me explain to you how I feel about this. So I did, and that's what I did to the overseer. He said, come on, you go with me anytime. Mm-hmm. You know, you have been around people, and if they don't want to be bothered, they walk away from you. That's shutting the door in your face. Mm-hmm. And these are the things that I used to tell my daughter when she was growing up. And she understood. And we still talk. You think we were sisters instead of mother and daughter. We get on the phone long distance from California to Kansas. And talk. You know what? I got some chicken in the oven.
Oh.
I made me some coffee. I still didn't drink it all. Didn't want it. Hunters, just don't be shooting this way. Oh, there was a bunch of them out to my nephew's place this morning from Oklahoma.
Oh, really?
My oldest sister is dead, and they used to come out there all the time.
I saw quite a few of them parked on the roadside, some of them drive out here.
I used to cook for a bunch from Colorado. And they used to be around here. And I used to have, they're different people. Don't bring no beer in here. Mm-hmm. And if you want, I said, and put your bottles out in your truck or put them out there in the trash. That's why I used to talk to them.
Right. Well, Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't partake in any kind of alcohol, right?
No.
Right. Okay. No. That's what I thought.
Uh-uh.
So you don't have any type of communion or anything?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, we're just ordinary people.
Mm-hmm. Do you get together on Sunday mornings, or is it just...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so you do have the regular Sunday morning.
Sunday, we have a nice meeting, and we're through at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the Baptist, it'd go 2 and 3 o'clock. For what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And I said, just all uncalled for.
Mm-hmm.
And our topic is the same. Everybody knows what's going on. Mm-hmm. We're not just jumping over this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is where we get along fine. Mm-hmm. And each question, when they ask, is the same, and the people get expressing themselves on that topic.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't take all day to do it. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
So it's definitely more of a situation where everybody gets to express what they're thinking rather than just a pastor preaching.
That's right. That is right.
Okay.
And you feel better. Because we're all on the same key. And our expressions, it doesn't matter how you express it. And they won't say it's wrong. Somebody else will take over, raise your hand, and they'll express it the way they want. So that's the way it is. And I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, when I was back, when I was down at the Baptist, you ask the question, well, you have to go to the Bible. You're supposed to be the leader now. How come you can't tell me?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that. Even when I was a little girl, my mom used to send us down to spring vacation, Bible. And I would come home, I'd say, Mom, I said, I asked so-and-so about so-and-so, and she said, well, what happened? I said, they didn't know. They didn't tell me. They didn't seem like they was interesting. She said, I'll tell you what, you just keep reading the Bible. And that topic you were looking for in the scripture, you just read it. And she said, I'll express what I feel right now. And she said, later on in life, when I'm gone, or when you're grown up, said, you'll learn. Just go ahead and read the Bible and find somebody that you would read and help you. So, that's where life is with me.
Mm-hmm. And did you say it was 2004 when you became Jehovah's Witness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
I went into a coma 4 years ago when I had this, when I told him I was awfully sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I had 5 polyps. And they taken them out. And I was laying there for 4 days, not saying nothing, no one. And when I did come around, I said, good morning, doctor. He said, oh, my God. You know, they were thinking about taking me to the mortuary. Because my heart stopped 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand why I can get around and do different things. I said, told him, I said, you're just a doctor, that's all. I said, you know, there's somebody greater than you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I tell them all the time. No, they give me up. And I told them, I'm in California. I said, I want to go home. My daughter says, are you sure? I said, yes, I want to go. And they'll call now. How are you? I said, fine. What are you doing with the garden? That's because I wanted one. Well, who's going to work the garden? I said, I am. I said, I don't have nobody pushing me. I said, I'm just living every day, one day at a time. Well, what do you do when you get tired? Are you crazy? I said, yeah, I'm crazy. I go and sit down and go to sleep. And then when they come down your way, they said, who cleaned your house? That before I start sewing. That's how I did. I didn't have no kids running and jumping all over everything. The only thing they have done to me is tore up my chairs. I said, well, one day. I said, I don't have nobody but me. One day, I'll get some chairs. Yes, you did. Guys out there hunting. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't take the Bible from you. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and turn this
on. See, I have more books. They think that I like to read things.
Uh-huh.
And all the canyons I've learned in there, to me, I've been to a lot of the canyons.
Oh, really?
When I was young, you know, in the Colorado, Arizona. And
yeah.
And all that.
They're so pretty.
And Yellowstone, that's the most beautiful place.
Have you been there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
How neat.
And I said, I used to. That's why I tell people, I said, no, you don't sit around and brood over things. I said, you get up and do things. I worked for the government, and I was all in the East. All in the South, in various places. Life is what you make it, not what other people try to make you do. You do your own thing. You have a mind. God give us a mind. Mm-hmm. He give us a body to use. And that's why I tell people, I say, you don't get sorry. You just think how great it is. I just look out here, honestly, it's beautiful to me. It's beautiful. And in the summer when the grass is out and the vegetables and everything, I'm just out there. And animals, I talk to the birds, and you know, they'll be all out here. I got to get some bird seed and put out here.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll talk and they'll be singing. I said, oh, that's so beautiful. I said, people think I guess I'm crazy. And there's rabbits, deers, you think they're my cows. And you watch little baby rabbits running, hiding, darting around different things. See, we raised a lot of chickens when I grew up. Chickens, geese, guineas, ducks, turkeys, hogs, cattle.